Chapter 5. Nehemiah defends the oppressed. Then there arose a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brothers, the Jews. For there were those that said, "We, our sons and our daughters, are many. Let us get grain, that we may eat and live." Some also there were among those that said, "We are mortgaging our fields and our vineyards and our houses. Let us get grain because of the famine." There were also some who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tribute, using our fields and our vineyards as collateral. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brothers, our children as their children. Behold, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters have been brought into bondage. Neither is it in our power to help it, for other men have our fields and our vineyards." I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself and contended with the nobles and the rulers and said to them, "You exact usury, everyone of his brother." I held a great assembly against them. I said to them, "We, after our ability, have redeemed our brothers the Jews that were sold to the nations. And would you even sell your brothers? And should they be sold to us?" Then they held their peace and found never a word. Also I said, "The thing that you do is not good. Ought you not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the nations, our enemies? I, likewise my brothers and my servants, lend them money and grain. Please, let us stop this usury. Please restore to them, even this day, their fields, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses. Also, the 100th part of the money and of the grain, the new wine and the oil that you are charging them." Then they said, "We will restore them and will require nothing of them. So will we do, even as you say." Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they would do according to this promise. Also, I shook out my lap and said, "So may God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that doesn't perform this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied." All the assembly said, "Amen," and praised Yahweh. The people did according to this promise. Nehemiah's generosity. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is, 12 years, I and my brothers have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors who were before me were supported by the people and took bread and wine from them, besides 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants ruled over the people. But I didn't do so because of the fear of God. Yes, also I continued in the work of this wall. Neither bought we land, and all my servants were gathered there to the work. Moreover, there were at my table, of the Jews and the rulers, 150 men, besides those who came to us from among the nations that were around us. Now that which was prepared for one day was one ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days, store of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this, I didn't demand the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy on this people. Remember to me, my God, for good, all that I have done for this people.